When Bitcoin appeared in 2009, it wasn't just another tech experiment, it was a direct response to a broken financial system. As Lehman Brothers collapsed and governments scrambled to contain the spreading contagion, a mysterious figure named Satoshi Nakamoto published a 9-page white paper proposing a radical alternative: digital money that required no banks, no governments, and no central authority. The timing was deliberate. The first Bitcoin block ever mined contained a headline about bank bailouts, permanently embedding Bitcoin's purpose into its creation. What made this invention revolutionary wasn't just its timing, but its solution to a problem computer scientists had considered impossible: creating digital scarcity without a central authority. Through an ingenious combination of cryptography, game theory, and distributed computing, Bitcoin created a form of digital value that couldn't be copied or counterfeited. While Wall Street required trillions in bailouts to restore confidence, Bitcoin built trust through mathematical proof and transparent record keeping. By December 2010, Satoshi vanished completely, leaving behind a network with thousands of access points and no single point of failure. This disappearance was perhaps his final gift, removing any potential for centralized control. What began as a fringe experiment worth pennies would eventually transform $100 investments into millions, forcing even the most skeptical Wall Street institutions to establish dedicated blockchain teams. The financial revolution had begun. Blockchain technology creates an immutable, transparent ledger distributed across thousands of computers. It requires cryptographic verification of transactions, which are grouped into blocks and linked in an unalterable chain. Bitcoin's blockchain maintains security through proof-of-work mining, where participants compete to solve mathematical puzzles for Bitcoin rewards. Bitcoin's success spawned a digital asset revolution with three distinct categories. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin function as money, serving as exchange mediums, value stores, and account units. Bitcoin created a decentralized currency with supply mathematically capped at 21 million coins by 2140. Crypto commodities provide digital raw materials like compute power, storage, and bandwidth. Ethereum, the largest example, operates as a decentralized computer where developers build applications using smart contracts, with Ether as operational fuel. Crypto tokens deliver finished digital goods and services, typically running on existing platforms like Ethereum. Augur, for example, creates prediction markets where users can wager on event outcomes. This classification helps investors navigate an ecosystem where each asset type serves distinct purposes while sharing blockchain fundamentals. Modern portfolio theory emphasizes diversification through uncorrelated assets. The 2008 crisis exposed this approach's weakness when supposedly independent assets fell together, driving interest in truly autonomous investments. Crypto assets emerged as compelling alternatives, offering near-zero correlation with traditional assets due to separate investor bases and distinct market drivers. The returns speak volumes. A $100 Bitcoin investment from July 2010 would have reached nearly $1.3 million by 2017, compared to $242 for the S&P 500. Bitcoin outperformed FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, by 16 to 77 times over similar periods. While volatile, crypto assets typically stabilize as markets mature. Bitcoin's exceptional returns produced strong risk-adjusted performance, with Sharpe ratios exceeding FANG stocks from 2012 to 2017, twice Facebook's and 40% above Netflix's. Even a small 1% Bitcoin allocation in traditional portfolios enhanced performance through quarterly rebalancing. During 2015-2017, this minimal position decreased volatility while adding 0.6% to annual returns, achieving both lower risk and higher returns. Bitcoin trading evolved from 20 BTC at 99 cents in 2010 to exchanges handling $100,000 trades by 2017. This evolution created patterns investors can leverage. Growing trading volume and diverse trading pairs, especially with fiat currencies, signal market maturity. Bitcoin now processes billions daily, while Ethereum's fiat trading grew from 10% to 50% of volume in 2016-2017. Regulatory actions influence markets significantly. China's 2017 exchange regulations restricted margin trading and enhanced KYC requirements, yet markets recovered quickly, showing greater resilience than after similar 2013 interventions. Volatility remains a constant. Bitcoin has seen 6 30-day doubling periods, each followed by 63% average corrections. Newer assets show even greater swings. Steemit surged from $16 million to $350 million in 2 weeks before dropping 97%. Key risks include Ponzi schemes, misleading issuers, and market manipulation. Protection requires thorough team vetting, documentation review, supply analysis, and avoiding concentrated ownership. Crypto assets require different valuation methods than traditional stocks. Their value stems from their community and marketplace, comprising utility value, access to digital resources, and speculative value, anticipated future utility. Analysis begins with the white paper, which outlines the problem and technical specifications. Examine the decentralization edge, why this solution benefits from being distributed rather than centralized. Study the developer team and community through platforms like Reddit, GitHub, and Slack. Operational analysis spans 4 layers: hardware, miners, software, developers, applications, companies, and users. For proof of work assets, mining hash rate indicates security. Developer activity shows in GitHub metrics, while exchange listings, especially on regulated platforms, provide validation through vetting. User adoption metrics demonstrate mainstream traction through wallet growth, transaction volumes, and the network value to transaction ratio. This crypto PE ratio divides network value by daily transaction volume, with Bitcoin typically maintaining around 50x. Significant deviations may signal mispricing. These frameworks enable comprehensive crypto asset evaluation beyond price speculation, revealing the broader innovation landscape. We're witnessing a financial revolution driven by blockchain technology that's democratizing investment opportunities previously limited to elite investors. Traditional venture capital restricted average investors to IPO stage participation, problematic as companies increasingly delay going public, with tech companies' median time to IPO growing from 4 to 11 years between 1999 and 2014. Initial coin offerings are changing this dynamic, allowing retail investors to participate alongside VCs in early stage opportunities. By 2016, ICOs had raised $236 million, nearly matching half the venture capital raised for blockchain projects. Blockchain protocols create unique economic ecosystems where increased usage enhances asset value, driving further adoption. Unlike traditional web applications where companies like Facebook capture most value, blockchain systems store value in the protocol layer itself. This shift threatens established financial services. For example, in the $600 billion global remittance market, Bitcoin's sub-1% fees challenge traditional providers charging 7.5%, a pattern likely to repeat across payments, insurance, and other financial services. Crypto asset maturation shows in decreasing volatility, driven by growing trading volumes and exchange diversity. While not linear, established assets demonstrate this stabilizing pattern. Market correlations evolve from near zero to developing relationships with traditional assets. Bitcoin's response to events like Brexit showcases its emerging role as a digital gold, a hedge against political uncertainty. Blockchain, like electricity or the internet, enables continuous innovation across sectors. Applications exist throughout the hype cycle, rewarding investors who can identify genuine potential. The current Goldilocks period, with maturing infrastructure but limited institutional presence, creates opportunities for individual investors ahead of Wall Street's full engagement. The crypto asset revolution reimagines ownership and value creation in the digital age, representing perhaps the most significant financial innovation since the joint stock company.